News release. Niagara Children's Center. Imagine learning your daughter doesn't know the sound of your own voice. For Samantha Parker and Joey Quigley, a routine newborn hearing test led the new parents to that reality as they discovered their daughter, Bria, had bilateral moderate, severe sensorineural hearing loss. After a consultation at McMaster Children's Hospital, they would be referred to the Regional Infant Hearing Program at Niagara Children's Center to guide them through the next steps. They arrived at their first appointment and began to familiarize themselves with the community of support available to their family. They started learning American Sign Language, ASL, and their daughter received her first pair of hearing aids at 5 months old. The family was also able to enroll Bria in services from Niagara Children's Center, such as speech-language therapy to help with their daughter's communication development and physiotherapy to improve her stability. The center has been a support not only for Bria with speech and physio, but it has also allowed us to connect with other families going through the same things as us, said Parker. Everyone is extremely friendly and always takes the time to listen to our concerns. We never feel rushed or unwelcome, and we know Bria is in the best hands. The family, wanting to find a way to give back to the community that has done so much for their daughter's development, registered for the superhero run on Saturday, October 14 at Brock University to raise funds for the Children's Center. We have seen such incredible growth in her and want to support the center in any way possible so other children can receive the excellent support that Bria does, said Parker. We are hoping to make this a yearly event to show Bria how much support and love there is for her. The annual fun run has become a family tradition for nearly 1,000 people, including 500 participants of all ages and abilities, hundreds of volunteers, vendors and sponsors. The family has already raised more than $2,700 for the center and recruited 9 participants onto their team, the Super Ear Squad, with plans to continue their fundraising efforts leading up to the run. We are deeply moved by the astounding support from our community, said Oksana Fisher, CEO, Niagara Children's Center. Fundraising efforts from the superhero run play an important role in ensuring we can meet the therapy and support needs of children residing in the Niagara region. Last year, the event raised $101,578 for Niagara Children's Center, and the organization is optimistic that they'll raise even more at this year's event. People should support the Children's Center because every child deserves the support to be their best, said Parker. Funding for Niagara Children's Center helps to make that happen. While the superhero run features a 2.5 or 5 kilometers run, the most popular with families is the 1 kilometer fun run, walk or roll, which includes 10 superhero-themed, accessible stations. Participants of all abilities complete various activities, from shooting a bow and arrow to throwing axes, bowling to mini-putt, crashing through boxes to conquering obstacle courses. The barrier-free event brings together families who are involved with the center and community supporters, all with a common purpose of having fun and raising funds to support Niagara Children's Center. The event holds a special place in the hearts of our center's families and our community members, expressed Fisher. We were delighted to have the opportunity to create a fun and family-oriented event that brings together families, donors, and sponsors, providing a secure and welcoming experience for all. All participants in the event will receive a collectible t-shirt and medal, along with a swag bag and activity booklet to track their 1 kilometer activity station fun. Anyone interested in registering for this year's event is encouraged to visit the website while space is still available.